This is the third in a series of reflections on Psalm 1, Blessed is the Man. Verse 2 says of this blessed man, His delight is the law of the Lord, and he ponders his law day and night. To appreciate this verse fully, we will look at four words or phrases, ponder, law of the Lord, day and night, and delight. Ponder. This word can mean meditate, but the concrete sense of the Hebrew word is to murmur, that is to speak softly. So we are really talking about vocal prayer here, and not spontaneous prayer that expresses our immediate personal needs, but literally praying God's will. Saint Benedict says that when we come together as the body of Christ, our individual minds conform to the words that we pray collectively. And here the saint has in mind especially praying the Psalms, which we can of course murmur as individuals in union with the whole church, the body of Christ. The law of the Lord. In English, law suggests a book of rules, regulations, and penalties like the Ohio Revised Code. The sense of the Hebrew word Torah, though, is closer in meaning to the path we are instructed to take. And so, the Bible scholars point out, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus is claiming to be the living Torah of the Lord. Christians, then, can ponder the law of the Lord by literally praying Jesus. The fathers call this the prayer of the heart. A quote from Paul Evdokimov. The invocation of the name of Jesus makes the grace of his incarnation universal, allowing each of us our personal share and disposing our hearts to receive the Lord. This prayer of the heart frees and enlarges it and attracts Jesus to it. In this prayer, the whole Bible, with its entire message, is reduced to its essential simplicity. When Jesus is drawn into the heart, the liturgy becomes interiorized and the kingdom resides in the peaceful soul. The name dwells in us as its temple, and there the divine presence transmutes and Christifies us. Christifies, that is, we become Jesus Christ, the blessed man. Day and night. Pray without ceasing, says St. Paul, and Psalm 1 suggests that this should be our goal. As we learn to turn to prayer constantly when we are awake, prayer becomes self-activating in the heart, and it is indeed possible to pray without ceasing, even when we sleep. Delight. Finally, prayer is an acquired taste. Delight in prayer is a gift from God. If we beginners are not struggling with prayer, then we are not pondering the law of the Lord. We may be superstitiously trying to manipulate God into giving us what we want. We may be stimulating in ourselves warm and fuzzy feelings, delusions about being close to God. We may convince ourselves that God is blessing what is in fact the counsel of the wicked. When Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving the law of the Lord, the people made a golden calf and worshipped what they thought was God. They felt close to God. It was a satisfying worship experience, maybe even an orgy. There are people today who are deluded into thinking they can be spiritual without being religious. But God gave the Israelites Moses and the tablets of the Torah to show them the way, and in these last days he has spoken to us through his Son, the way, the truth, and the life, the living Torah. Follow him. Prayer is the work of a lifetime. In heaven we will delight in unceasing prayer. Here in this life it is granted to some, especially to those who work. The next talk is about verse 3. Which tells us what this blessed man of prayer is like.